Quincy, Ward 6 Councillor Bill Harris is joining us remotely to give us an update on all issues of Ward 6 and all things in the Harris household. Hey, Bill, good to see you.
Good to see you, Joe. It's good to be seen. Good to be seen.
Yes, and this new way of communicating, I'm glad we were able to do it at least to stay in touch and let folks know what's going on. How are you and your family coping so far?
Very, very good. Very good. A lot of folks know that at one point I was not feeling well. I was out of commission for about 10 days, but we got through it. And of course, my wife is one of the people on the front line at Boston Medical Center. I believe on this cold, rainy day, she's out at the medical tent that greet the folks who are getting tested. So so she's at BMC ER, and my daughter's there as well. So it's kind of worrisome, and we're doing a little social distancing at home as well. So but you know, to all our first responders, folks on the front line, the doctors, especially. In fact, I actually had to see several doctors. I had to go twice to the hospital during my stint. But you know, as you can see, I my hair is gone, but I'm still here. I'm still breathing. So yeah. I'm one of the. I think I'm. We don't know. Actually, I was never tested, but you're not supposed to do that either. Touch your nose. I was never tested, but. I had many of the symptoms, and it really knocked me out. And it's a scary thing, especially you see the things on the news especially when they show the graphic of the number of cases and the age group, and you wait as it goes from the 20s to the 30s to the 40s to the late 50s, and I'm turning 60 next year, so. You get a little concerned when your category is one of the highest categories, but unfortunately, you know, a lot of the folks are the folks that have been that have pre conditions that have been affected. So again, our hearts go out for the folks who lost. You know, I think the city of Quincy's doing a great job. The mayor's been on top of things. The administration is on top of things. Most of my media outlets that I'm part of, the mayor's people put a notice out almost each day on what's going on, where we're at as a city, what we're doing as a city, it's really, really. Again, it's a trying time for everybody, and it's difficult. And the key, though, is social distancing. Putting on a mask wherever you go. The message needs to get to the young folks. I find that the young folks are the folks that say that I'm indestructible, but they're the folks that the virus doesn't come out. And then it does come out, and it affects somebody who has the pre-existing condition. And in some cases, it actually has brought out the fact that a person had a case of something wrong with them, and they weren't aware of it. And in some of the cases, and it's shown its face. So, my heart goes out to everybody. Especially the parents that have had to change their lives with the kids having to be at home and taking care of them. Nobody realizes the credit that the families and what the families are going through. Our city workers who are trying to keeping things moving. And any of the folks who are delivering folks, any of the delivery folks through the state and the country, and our the folks that are working the stores, and for those that are out of work, I really hope that things really, really are going to, I have a feeling, and it happened in 1918 with the economy. The second that pandemic seemed to come to a halt, the economy came out like a cannon.
Yeah.
Cannonball. And I hope that that's what we're going to see here and here in our country, and cooler, calmer heads will prevail, and we'll get through this. We'll get this through this as a country and as a city. You know, city is great. Quincy is the city of Quincy. I always say it's great. Never regret for one minute I moved here, but I appreciate all the good wishes that were sent to me, and folks who are out of jobs. This is all I'm going to mention about the post office.
Yes, yeah.
The folks who are out on the job, out of work right now, we're still hiring. So, and you know what? We're going to be hiring more. We're going to be hiring a lot. I've messaged this almost every time that I'm on. If you're looking for a job, you know, you can go to USPS.com and go to careers and follow your way through. If you have any trouble, you can give me a call at any of my numbers, 617-376-1356, or at the Quincy Post Office. I'm at lunch right now, so I'm able to do this. So but I am really, really you know, if somebody needs a job, we're hiring. We're trying. It's a little slower than we want, but I think as soon as things start opening up, because we're during the training period, we're training folks now. You know, as soon as we can get going, come on down. I mean, we're ready to hire you if you need a job. It's a tough job. It's a strenuous job, carrying mail, but again, it'll be an opportunity to, start a career. If you're young, even if you're old, you know, you get 10 years in and you have yourself a nice, if you've already worked somewhere, you get a nice, pension, if you get to 10 years, and, I'm 32 years at it. I can't believe I'm still doing this, but
that's great. That's great.
But I'm glad. God bless the Postal Service and the people who work for the Postal Service, that they're out there every day. And
they are. I see my own letter carrier wearing a mask, so I know that's the protocol. Mask and gloves now for your carriers. How's the situation in the Quincy Center office in terms of, you know, visiting and things like that?
Well, it's I'm only going to speak for what City of Quincy requires, because I really can't speak much on the about the Quincy Post Office as far as like it's running and all the City of Quincy, and as a city councilor, I ask that everybody keep their social distancing.
In the
post office itself, there are markings where you're 6 feet apart. And, the City of Quincy, we're required to, City of Quincy, and I'm not talking about the post office, City of Quincy, we are supposed to be wearing masks when we're outside.
Yep.
Going into different stores and different places that are allowed to be opened at this time. But the post office is up and running and doing what it needs to do. Again, I encourage anybody who needs a job. We're here for you to looking for help.
Yeah. I mean, this could be a great opportunity to, if people are looking for a change, or if they need to restart, after this situation.
Yep.
So, USPS.com. Very good. Okay. What are you hearing from the businesses in Ward 6, Bill? There's a lot of small businesses in Ward 6, certainly. Have they taken advantage of the relief programs that are available?
Well, I know of a couple of businesses that want to get going. There's the I believe it's Atlantic, it's Atlantic Street. Mm-hmm. There's a dog grooming store or shop, and we're trying to figure something out for the dog groomers of the city, get them going somehow, because, you know, pets and animals need the same thing as we do, but like our grooming,
it can wait a little bit, right?
Yeah, but when it comes to an animal, though, right, it times can't, and yeah. So you can only do so much yourself, and I'm trying to. In fact, I have to get back to those folks. Try to figure something out for them. Hopefully, we'll be up and running within a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Did I lose you?
Yep. Oh,
1 second. Yeah, see, that's why I don't. That's why me and technology is. Here we go. Okay. Let's see what I did around here. Am I still around, Joe? There we go. The Patriot Ledger came down on me, and because I was trying to get it off the screen.
It's too okay.
And it wasn't like they were gonna give me an interview. You know what I mean?
That's right.
I'm only fooling Patriot Ledger. that's one of the businesses. But you know, you get a lot of calls about. I got calls about. Some of the parks and tennis courts when we had that beautiful day last week, not last weekend, but the weekend before.
Yes.
Yeah. As the weather is getting better, we had some projects throughout the ward that right now I'm dealing with trying to get, and the folks hear this, please send me a message if your street was repaired and certain things like seating and trees haven't come through yet. I don't want that to fall to the wayside because of this, because of the epidemic. I want to make sure that everybody got what they were supposed to get. If they haven't, please reach out to me, especially by email, and I can forward it on to the Public Works and get that rolling. Because I've received a lot of calls because folks haven't, they're outside like a beautiful day on Saturday and they're mm-hmm. cleaning up the yard, and then they're noticing, hey, the street looks great. It's paved in the sidewalk.
Yep.
But what about that patch that needs to be reseeded? Where's the tree that, you know, we were promised? And that's what we need to, that's what the Woods Councils are here for.
Yeah,
to make
okay.
sure that, you know, if people didn't get what they were given, were promised, let's get what was promised and let's get it done. You know?
Okay, right to your city email.
Right to my city email. Absolutely. Okay. It's best to go to my city email.
Okay.
See, folks, I'm touching base and I'm not supposed to.
We all do it all the time. We don't even realize it. Yeah.
It's awful. It's awful. And then what else is going on? There's, as far as the small businesses are concerned, again, your folks, go in with masks on. Nobody has really reached out to me. A lot of the folks, a lot of the businesses, the restaurants, a lot of the takeouts, that's still doing well.
Mm-hmm.
I do even see on my street, my home, we've had some takeout, pickup. I've picked some stuff up, a takeout on my way home.
Sure.
Working here in the center of the city, I have a lot of options, but
yep.
I try to keep it within the ward as well. Spread the wealth,
mm-hmm. yep.
Because now there are some folks that I know, the folks over in the marina, I feel for the folks over in I know, and again, I know that day that I'm going to go back to the social distancing. The day that was really nice 2 weeks ago. It was folks out on the marina that were just walking around without a mask on.
Yeah.
And I know it was a beautiful day and it was great. And they were getting out. Now the fresh air is good for you, but again, you just gotta just, you just gotta be safe. It isn't gonna be the same. I don't think this is something. There's no quick fix to this. So I think that social distancing is gonna be a thing.
I'm sure your wife and daughter will attest to that. You know, for sure.
Very much so. Yeah. Very much so. Yeah. And so, other things that are rolling, like we have streets that I have a street that has some gas issues that I'm reaching out and begging, you know, the public works, let's help me with National Grid.
Mm-hmm.
And let's get that fixed.
Yep.
And again, one of the businesses I told you, the business that reached out to me, but there are many other businesses that, and there's some businesses that have done some fantastic things as far as donating and people that have been donating food to various hospitals.
Yes.
To the first responders.
Well, of course, you have the testing site right up there at Manit on West Quantum Street.
Yes, and I was pleased. I was with the family that Mr. and Mrs. They got over 1,000 masks for Manit, and I was there when they dropped them off, and they all got South Shore Hospital over 1,000 masks. And they live in Squanum. They're very nice people.
Yeah, great.
And they, you know, you got folks that are, so many folks that are doing acts of kindness that you just can't remember them all because yes. there's so many of them. And folks are still doing their construction.
Is the project at the T station still going on?
I believe there is some activity. They have some activity there still, yep. And a lot to go.
No, yeah.
I do know that a lot of calls I'm getting on about is they stopped. There's been no zoning board meetings.
Right.
There are no planning board meetings. So,
right. License
if you're waiting,
is on hold, yeah.
Right. If you're waiting and you're worried about a project that, especially the abutters, if you're waiting and you're concerned about a project that possibly was going to be put forward, it's not going forward yet.
Right.
So yeah. Because those meetings aren't being held,
yep.
And you couldn't even think about holding them on a Zoom meeting like this.
No. Yeah. So they shouldn't worry that something's going to happen without their input because nothing's happening.
Exactly right. And folks, as soon as I get the information, I'll be sending it out and holding community meetings on the various projects that are in Ward 6. There's a project that's right on the border of Ward 6 at 505 is one of the addresses that they're planning on building some type of apartment building.
That's the Harriet Avenue project, I think.
I believe so, right? Yeah. There, yes. And I haven't seen, it's not my ward,
yep.
But Councillor Phelan said we would have a joint because it really affects, that right there really affects the traffic. We've done some things with that right there by the post office where the North Quincy post office, yep. Where we added a lane. And again, things are easier with nobody on the road right now.
Right. Yeah.
But when it goes back to normal, my fears are that, an apartment building right there is it going to cause us a problem? Is it going to cause us problems or is it going to be done in a way that the neighbors and the traffic will not be concerned? So the folks in Ward 6 who are across the street, whether you're on Albion or Buckingham and Hancock there that are in Ward 6, mm-hmm. You'll get notified by me.
Okay.
And if you get notified by the zoning board that there's a meeting and I don't know about it or it slipped the cracks, you know, the folks have been calling me because they're concerned. So.
Okay. Yeah, this is a different one. Harriet Avenue I was thinking of. That's against Ward 3.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. This is Ward 5, yeah. Right there, right at the beginning, right, right by, right literally behind, in front of CMOT. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's right in that area there. Mm-hmm. So it's more near the corner of, across from the corner of Buckingham. And
yeah, very congested area. Yeah.
So, I mean, you see the various things that we're trying to do in a course of just a course of a week that you get calls from, and you try to deal with. It's a big circle of different various things that, sure, that we do. But, you know, and there are other, there's things in the pipeline that I want to see get done before the summer, concludes. I'm reaching out to the city to try to fix in the stadium. There's so many different pieces to that stadium, but where the volunteers cook, and they need new ovens. If I have to donate the ovens, I'll donate the ovens. But I
need what stadium is that, Bill?
I got a brain freeze. the big stadium, Memorial Stadium.
Veterans?
Veterans Stadium, yes.
Okay.
Good job, Bill. Veterans Stadium, there's a small building where the parents, the boosters, cook.
Yep.
Cook there, and they really, it's dangerous. They need to, that needs to be cleaned up, get the electrical work fixed.
Oh, okay.
And I'll be more than happy to donate the stoves to that project, but the city come in with maybe some plastering and some electrical work, mm-hmm, and maybe free it up and organize it and help them.
Oh, okay. Wasn't aware that was an issue.
And that was brought to my attention. And, that would help everybody in the whole, everybody who's part of the football, any of the, mm-hmm, boosters, mm-hmm, Quincy or North Quincy High School.
Sure.
So yep. that's something that I got to get the ball rolling. This is kind of slow things down. And if I have to donate the money for the stoves, we will. And, we'll ask the city to, you know, get their departments in there, and it would only be a short, you know, the pros, they'd be able to clean it up and fix it, make it really safe for the parents that volunteer to, during the games to, sell refreshments. And,
good to know. Hopefully we'll be able to do that sooner rather than later.
Absolutely. And I feel bad. My hat goes out to all the seniors, all the athletes that play the spring sports.
Yeah, the MIAA has canceled everything for this season. So.
Yeah, and it's really it's too bad. But you know, keep in shape, kids, and you know, it'll all be behind us, and it'll be just something that go. This will be something that is part of history.
That's right. It's a different education, right? A life experience.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I guess, and again, we'll remind folks, Bill, about the U.S. Postal Service is hiring.
The USPS is hiring. That's okay. One of the main messages I wanted to, when you called me, I wanted to get across.
Okay.
That and everybody, just please be safe. And again, to the folks who have lost a loved one or a friend or. My heart goes out to you. So.
Yeah, it's especially.
Joe, thank you and QATV for inviting me to come on, and I will I look forward to being back in the studio rather than my hand shaking. It probably looks like there's an earthquake going on.
You know what? It's the new normal right now. Everybody's very forgiving about these things, so it's just good to see you and talk to you and keep in touch.
There you go. And doing yours, Joe. Thank you.
Thank you. And please, to your wife and daughter, a great big thank you as first responders and on the front lines of this. Please let them know that their efforts are not underappreciated.
Thank you, Joe. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Great to see you.
All right. Take care now.
Bye now, Joe.
Bye-bye.